Governor John Kasich's office has declined to release his public schedule, citing security concerns. The progressive blog Plunderbund, which has been critical of Governor Kasich, was curious. Editor Joe Mismas says the blog had asked the Department of Public Safety for incident reports regarding security issues in the Statehouse garage, and they'd received them. So Mismas says they asked public safety for incident reports that included threats against the governor. And this time they were denied, on the grounds that these are security records and therefore exempt from the public records law.
Our argument is that this makes no sense. How can a document one day be a public document and the next day not be a public document, just simply by calling it a security record? And if they can do this with these records, what other records could they do this with? Where is the limitation there?
The Ohio Supreme Court will also hear arguments on the Cincinnati Inquirer's request for a recording of a call made by a 911 operator to a woman who'd called and said there'd been an accident and her husband wasn't breathing and hung up. When the 911 operator called her back, the woman's stepson picked up and confessed to stabbing his stepfather. The Butler County Sheriff's Office says only the call to 911 is a public record, though the operator's call was eventually released to the media. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.